the unity of the faith. Till we all come unto the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Ephesians 4:13. This is not the unity of faith, as many often misinterpret and misunderstand, but rather the unity of the faith. The faith is a body of doctrine to be believed. And this unity of the faith is that body of doctrine in its climax, a finished unit, the unit of the faith, as it were. It is absolutely essential that one understands that the revelation given to Paul during the Acts period was in installments. Paul knew when writing 1 Corinthians that the revelation given to him was on the installment plan, and that these installments would be discarded once maturity came in. He also freely confessed in 2 Corinthians 12:1 that he knew that he would come to additional visions and revelations. Notice that both are in the plural. Unity is that which is complete, that which has all its parts and is no longer a series of installments.